And we're back, everybody. You
Most
have to let
wanted.
them know. We're going to cut them all together.
I don't, whatever.
I'm in my pan.
Okay, Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus. Most unexpected collab of the century.
Yeah.
No jump in the gun, but we're both still young.
I don't know what you're doing tonight. I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405.
I'm shook.
I feel like I'm in a Hannah Montana episode. I can't believe like they were once performing for Just Stand Up. And we're now we're here.
Their voices really complement each other really well.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh my God. I was not expecting Miley to go off like that. Wow.
Miley is on a winning streak. Like, I'm just so happy for her with Flowers and the Grammy. Like, something shifted. Something shifted. Where
exactly.
Flowers were smashing all of a sudden. I'm like, oh. I mean, I'm always rooting for her. But I wasn't expecting that level of smashery. And now the Grammys and this and...
Agreed. This is 5 years ago, remember?
I know. 2018. So they were saying she was posting on her story in 2018. And she also tweeted Most Wanted in 2021 when she was doing the She Is Coming or whatever. And so I wonder if this was supposed to come out earlier. I don't know. I love
either
it.
Either way, I loved it.
Like, this is going to be a huge wedding song. Like, I can see people dancing in a barn with the string lights and the mason jar. Weddings, graduations.
It's a very
funerals.
Southern wedding. Southern wedding. This is going to be the song they're going to be playing at. I can guarantee you that.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Q Purse.
Levi's Jeans, another unexpected collab. Post Malone. We went from get him off the stage, trending on Twitter before Beachella, to them collabing.
Get them on the stage. Okay, Posty. Okay.
Levi's Jeans. So you can hug that ass all day long.
Ooh. I like it.
Come here, sexy. Settle up, I love to go. Two talk, no prima donna. Mocha, chocolate, caramel.
Mocha, chocolate, yeah.
Love it.
Baby.
Yep.
And I love to turn them on.
And I knew it.
Boy, I let you be my Levi's jeans. So you can hug that ass all day long.
I need a Levi's commercial. This is basically Ivy Mike Rodeo.
She could do so many commercials from this. Anyways.
Baby, let me rattle that snake with my denim. Give you high fashion in a simple white tee.
Give you high fashion with a Walmart tee.
You know who's gagging right now? Brittany Broski, because she loves Post Malone and she loves herself on Beyonce. So she's gagged for her life.
His voice always gives.
Going back to the venom. Let me rattle that snake. Let me get that venom. Damn.
We need to talk about this first.
Wow.
This is such a refreshing album. Like a sip of strawberry lemonade from Wendy's.
I'm really gagged. I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't expecting to be enthralled by it.
No, I love this. I'm in my century era. Yeehaw.
Me too.
Giddy up.
I'm about to start. Today marks the day, March 29th marks the day where I became country and cunt. Move on.
No, but you've always been that. So.
You're right.
Where's the mug? So let me go next.
Post Malone did that. I mean, I have to give him 10s. I think
absolutely.
He did a good job there.
Tens are due.
Kelly Michelle with that.
Notice how she always says something about being forever young, always being youthful.
She misses her youthfulness because she didn't get to enjoy it.
She didn't have a childhood. Or teenagehood.
Well, teen. She was too focused on her craft. And I guess that's the price you pay. But
also she has the essence of a child, but also the essence of a grown woman.
Yeah, you're right. Forever Young, that's one of kind of like good songs. She was performed
Groove,
it for...
A couple songs before. And lots of Americana images as well. The Levi's jeans, the chicken, the sweet honey coming out.
Chicken. You really need to get yourself a chicken. Like, flamenco's a type of dance, and I think she's saying, like, we have to...
Confuse
like,
you know, it.
Something's
it was
going
about...
on.
It went from the day ones to getting the deed done.
Inhale and exhale my breath now.
And it's a very short song. It's already over. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, next. Linda Martell.
The Linda Martell Show.
You're right. This is like acts within an act. This is like act three.
Exactly. This is a show.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular tune stretches across a range of genres. And that's what makes it a unique listening experience.
Unique?
Yes, indeed. It's called Yaya.
Oh my God, Nancy Sinatra, these boots are walk. If she covers this, these boots are made for. I'm gagging already.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Beyonce.
Hello, fellas.
You're pretty swell.
Those petty ones can't fuck with me. Because I'm a clever girl. We snapping. We drumming.
Yes.
He's picking up good vibrations.
Oh,
he's looking for sweet sensations. La 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 la. You got me moving, boy. You got me ooh, you might know what to do.
Holy sure, we're doing campaign for November 3rd.
This is like an American anthem. This is so many different
this
things
is everything
going on
in America right now. Everything's happening in this country.
You're so right. This is literally.
This is it. The embodiment of America.
It's like the green salad of America.
And I love it because it's chaos. It goes down, it goes up. You don't know where it goes. Because
it's like a salad. Exactly what it is. Because America's not a melting pot. It's a salad where there's tomatoes and there's different things that stand out when you eat the salad.
And we're together, but we don't mix.
I love what she did. Like such classic American songs, the Good Vibrations, Beach Boys, and she's mashing it up with Nancy Sinatra, Boots Are Made for Walking, and there's definitely some Tina in there. Wow. I'm in awe. But I feel like I've been taking through the whole American history. This is like the modern songbook of America, if that makes sense. This whole album. I love it. This is one of my favorites.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be in my playlist.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, Louisiana. It's kind of, the twang reminds me of All Night. What the fuck?
The Desert Eagle is a two-person position designed to accommodate sexual penetration, manual stimulation, and oral sex.
Does he know? I thought it was a country dance.
Yeah, because she said there's an eagle in the backseat.
Very much don't. You don't.
Pounce on that shit, dance. Pounce on that shit, dance.
This is the back. This is the second part of Texas Hold'em. Sonogenic, photogenic, shoot.
Running through the river with you and Jess.
Staring down, bounce on the shit, no pain. It was tangled in my arms. It was my mess, my ball of string. Bounce on the shit, no pain. Bounce on the shit, dance. Bounce on the shit, no.
Let go of my hair, bitch. Let go of my hair.
I'm moving. I'm up. Switch on the beat.
Swirl.
You got 8 minutes.
Hips, you grip, I grind and taste this wine. I'ma taste what's mine. I'ma take what's mine. Wonder whatever, wherever's fine. Like water, wherever you wanna go, that's fine with me. I'll never stop you. You never stop me from being whatever we need to be. And in these dark times, so glad that this love is blinding. Cause all I see is the best of you, and all you see is the best of me. And you bring out the best of me. And all I see is everything. Your clothes, your clothes, and a thing. And I think I'm meaning. So let's lose us in these sheets. Yeah. And when I get up to walk, I wanna feel weak. Yeah. I ain't going far. So stay where you are.
Stay where you are.
Like you partied in Venus. And we woke up in Mars. life, you and I.
Can I just say, well, yes, Beyonce, you did make my life better for all of these years. Imagine being a fucking producer doing all these harmonies. That computer wished she ended herself because
she had to store it for 5 years.
Like I said, the computer.
The external hard drive.
She was like, no, Beyonce, I can't hold this any longer, baby. You need to put it out.
But why was that last minute very dance for you coded?
Plastic of the Sofa does not belong in Renaissance. It belongs here.
Oh.
Because she's really, really into the.
No, it belongs on Rennie.
Well, whatever. But you know what I mean? Like, I think it was part of this, and then she said, let's put it into some poppy dance.
Now, I can tell that this was made first, because you can tell the bottom half here is very Renaissance coded.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is Plastic of the Sofa.
You can tell that the visuals are.
5 minutes? Damn.
This one's going to be first, then Renaissance.
Because she was, yeah, you're right. She was leading this into that one.
Hey, guys. We're stopping our very own podcast for our very own fake ad until we get sponsorships.
We love manifesting. Make sure to follow us on whatever social media you're on at PemPop Podcast to get notified for new episodes, because why would you miss them?
Or just talk to us in general on our personal accounts at DanteDiDomenico_ and at Ari Dominguez Official.
And if you like what you're hearing so far, don't forget to leave us a rating or review from wherever you're listening to this podcast.
And now, back to PemPop.
PEMPOP.
She put the cunt in country on that one.
What I can thoroughly say is this is definitely a Beyonce album. This ain't no country, bitches. It's Beyonce.
Thank you. A little oomph.
All right.
Oh,
I got the body rolls.
Body rolls too. Snap, snap,
snap, snap, you're right. It's so
put a flower inside. See, you were right about the rose.
Baby, I know what the fuck I said. Pure Honey was the second to last track. It's like Pure Honey. I mean, Sweet Honey here.
So we're getting another Donna Summer sample, I'm hoping.
Is that what it is?
Fuck it. Do it again. Album of the year. I ain't win. Mm-hmm. I ain't stuttin' about them. Take that shit on the chin. Come back and fuck up the pen. Pop. She's shouting us out.
Exactly. Thank you.
Because she checks up on us. She knows us. She knows she has our number.
Now, did that.
This whole back end eating up the first end.
Like I said, different levels to it. This is the ending. This is the wrap up. This is the end.
Okay, I'm excited to see what's next. That was like 4 songs in one.
This is the last one called what? Amen? And somebody would just take note because you need amen. Or something.
Mercy on me, baby. Have mercy on me.
Have mercy? Chloe?
I have
fathers. What the actual fuck? I've been hearing throughout the album. I think that signifies the act. Please, motherfuckers, I ain't stop. Please, motherfucker. Please, mother. Please, mother. Please, mother. Please. But you see how it was like accelerating. It was like, we're like going through time.
We're building up to something. Yeah.
We're evolving. We're the technology is like warming up. She's about to blow. Yeah. I don't know. I think Renaissance is last. I think rock is next. Then Renaissance. It makes the most sense. To go from old to new. I'm saying the next act, I think, is in the middle. I think. You know what I mean?
No. Renaissance at the beginning.
I know, but I don't know.
Girl, you scared me for a minute there. I'm like, it just, are we cause it, back cause in
it,
time?
Because it sounds like we're going from old Western sounds to new. I don't know.
We're on the other side.
Different compartments.
We left this now, and we're going into this. This is new. This is old. Are we going from present? No.
I give up.
I don't even know. You don't need to know. You just need to enjoy it. And that we did, ladies and gentlemen. That was a thoroughly enjoy myself. I feel...
She's done it again.
Cunty. I feel country. I feel elegant. I feel...
Western. I feel...
Yes.
Patriotic. Sort of, kind of.
What I took from this is that people need to start layering their vocals. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Yep.
We need to go back to country. Well, no. We need to let the country people appreciate new artists coming into the genre. If they're of color,
yes,
we need to accept them as well.
Get with the program or be left behind.
Fuck the radio, fuck everybody. If you don't like this album, I can see what people want to say. This is not a country album because there's some pop moment here and there.
The bitch got Dolly Parton. How much more country can they get? Exactly.
But if you... But you know, people, you know that these people are going to cling onto anything to claim that. But if you don't want to do the work and listen to all these different songs, that's your problem. That's not her job to do.
All
she did
week,
the work here.
I'm tired of the discourse I've been seeing. I don't know, Beyonce, not country. Nah, nah, nah. Bitch, first of all, she's from America, which is a country. Second of all, she's from Houston, Texas, which is the country.
Which is the county.
And she served the country. So I need everybody to wrap it up. Wrap up the discourse. This is country. It's just not your idea of country.
Exactly.
And that's your white country. That's your internalized racism.
Exactly.
So work that out.
And at the end of the day, like she said, this is not a country album. This is a Beyonce album.
Exactly.
And this is very much throughout the whole thing. I saw Beyonce. I heard Beyonce. Remember when I said Beyonce was just going to get us a little bit more and more and more and more of her? She just now, I saw a video of her at the Japan thing. I don't think she's going to do it in North America because too much violence, too much problem. And too much security threats. But I like seeing more of her, revealing a little bit more of herself to us.
This is definitely...
And this album did just that.
Definitely her most personal since Lemonade. You're right. It's not a country album. It's because at the end of the day, she wants... Because like Linda... what's her name? Linda was reiterating genre. Stop with the genre. It's just music, period.
It is. Like, it's just, it's a way to express.
But there's yourself. Country influence.
People will say, like me, like I said, I would never do country because country is not what I do. Here I am, acting a fucking fool. I am. I'm acting a fool because you can't say that you're not going to appreciate something or a certain genre just because it's, you know, the guitar, which has always been my perception. It's the guitar, lazy bitches don't fucking know how to write. Now I'm really intrigued into this culture and I will dive deep into it. So if you are a person who is not into country at all, just take the time to listen. You will see that it's more than that.
Yes. Go but ahead. Everyone's problem is they're not... See, you are open-minded to it.
Yes.
Other people need to be like that. If everybody would have that kind of mindset, imagine the things we could get done in this world.
Oh, absolutely. That's what she said. America is not going to do it because you don't listen. Like you said, the salad theory. I like that. We mix,
yes.
But we don't
I forget who that's from, but you're not supposed to say melting pot because... We don't want to be a melting pot where everyone's cultures are the same and no one's cultures are highlighted. We want to be a salad where everybody's different, but we're all coexisting in peace with a nice little vinaigrette and some crouton and a side of fries and a Diet Coke.
And a chicken for you.
Yes.
This was really fun. I mean, I have to say, like, I really thoroughly enjoyed myself. There was some
bops, absolutely
some country bops, a lot of Snake and Venom. That's what I was getting from this. She was really horny while writing this. I'm sorry, Beyonce, you were a girl.
No, but seriously, like, I am absolutely grateful to be existing at a time of such a revolutionary artist. And it's been lovely sharing another era with you and with you guys now. You're part of the party now. And I can't wait for the next one. I can't wait. Like I said, I've never seen anybody. I've seen other artists say they're going to do a multi-act project, but no one has actually executed it like this because she doesn't have the label bullshit. Getting involved.
Even up to this point, if she never does Act 3, be the only one that did Act 2.
Yeah, good.
So already making history. The second one to do a country album, and I know it's going to be charting on all country bullshit. We'll be fighting.
Ooh, and then they're going to be seething. I love it. And that's also what I love about her. She just disrupts everything and doesn't say a word.
Do you think she's going to go to the CMA?
I don't know.
I don't want her to go. I want her to be like, but without being there.
When she starts her own. Or, you know, it should be really, really cool. If... So there's the Grand Ole Opry, but there's an organization called the Black Ole Opry, and they're about platforming Black artists, country artists.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be really cool. The night of the CMAs, she invites the chick. She invites Tanner, Adele. She gets everybody, Linda, whatever. And they go live on YouTube the same night as the CMAs and gag everybody. Because the Grand Ole Opry, I just learned this last night, it's not like a concert where people headline. It's like an artist showcase that's live on YouTube and everything, on TV. Mm-hmm.
So
and yeah, so like it's like Top of the Pops, like established artists come in and new artists are playing after one another. So do a whole showcase of all these different artists, live stream on YouTube, gag everybody. To end it off, can you put together a top five on first listen?
But American Record has to be up there. Shit, what was the one I like? Where's the Post Malone one? I like that one.
Levi's.
Levi's.
That's two.
Jolene was good.
That's three.
Tyron, I think I like Tyron. Yeah, Tyron, yeah. I liked.
That's four.
And was Daughter the good one? No, I don't remember. What's the one we shake our ass to?
Honey, they're all good. Sweet Honey, Yeah, Yeah.
I don't remember. Protect, no.
Bodyguard.
Ooh, that one, Bodyguard. Thank you.
Okay. Me, American Requiem, Bodyguard.
That's a staple. Bodyguard, yeah. That's what I'm looking to. Jolene, you have to. Do a spaghetti for your people.
I'm sorry. I like Levi's. Yeah,
that's the one.
Riverdance. Honorable mentions. Well, I can't do a top five.
There is no way.
Let me scratch it again.
No.
One more time.
No.
American Requiem. No, I changed my mind. American Requiem. Bodyguard. Levi's. Yeah, Sweet Honey. Honorable mentions, Riverdance and Tyrant.
No honorable mentions. That is what it is. I think the whole album is great.
Especially Levi's Jeans to Amen. She's taking it. It's just, and I'm not going to bother ranking it with the albums and comparing it to Renaissance because it's way longer. It's not fair. It's not a fair fight.
It's a completely different thing. That's it. We say goodbye to the Renaissance and we say welcome to Cowboy Carter. Cowwebs. We say goodbye to Renaissance and we say welcome, Cowboy Carter.
Start saving for concert tickets.
Mm-mm, don't save. Go bankrupt if you have to.
Vinyls, CDs, support this, please, because we literally have to go edit it right now. Good morning, good evening, whoever's listening to this.
Right now? I fucking edit that shit tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I thought we were going to edit this right now. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what I'm going to say is please give us a rating. Please give us a review. It helps us get shown. It helps us spread the word of Beyonce, the gospel of Beyonce, the Bible of Beyonce. Amen. To everybody else. And what did I say? Follow us on social media, please. Check out our other episodes. Right now, we're in the middle of a season about different soundtracks. And we have some amazing guests coming up. And I think that's it.
Amen, sis.
Howdy.
Yeehaw. Get yourself a man.
How do you say bye in Western slang? Because howdy and howdy's like,
now, wait
hello.
A fucking minute, because why are you asking me, the fucking Latino? I don't fucking know Western culture.
Good day? No, this is Australian.
Bitch, what?
I don't know.
How do you say goodbye?
Evening? Okay, bye everybody. Good night.
Pamp Up is produced and edited by Ari Dominguez and Dante DiDomenico. Hosted by Ari Dominguez and Dante DiDomenico. Graphics created by Ari Dominguez and Dante DiDomenico. Themes music created by Ari Dominguez. Thank you to the listeners who support us. If you'd like to show your support or learn more information, visit the show notes in your podcast app.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by a copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Bye!